This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Mike. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters. I hope you can hear me. So today we've got a really fascinating topic. It's called peak and rule. What is this about? Because this is really fascinating and the consequences of it are really interesting as well. So let's first of all describe and talk about it. It's a memory heuristic. So it's like these are shortcuts that our brain takes, as I've always been mentioning in previous episodes, that our brain likes to save energy. It's extremely energy intensive. So we have all of these shortcuts that our brain takes in order to save energy and in order to be able to make decisions in quick time. So one of the things that, and so these are biases, these are inbuilt biases that we have. And of course, as we keep saying, generally, they're actually really good. They're very useful. They're very, very helpful. But they can, unfortunately, also be damaging. They can also mislead us. And they can also, and today is really interesting to see in so many ways how this particular bias that we're going to be talking about today, peak end bias, actually can have some negative effects. First of all, what is it? So it's very simply, it is the fact that the way we remember things is we tend to remember events that are the most emotional. So we remember the peak, emotionally, the peak of an experience, and it could be positive or it could be negative. We could have a very positive experience or we could have a very negative experience. But the point is that we tend to remember the highlights, we remember the peaks, and we remember the end. Actually, we remember the beginning as well. So we have a bias to remember the beginning of an event, and we have a bias to remember the end of an event. But the end is more so, because that's another heuristic, that's another cognitive bias that we have, is that we tend to remember the end of things. So that's why it's called peak end, the peak end rule or the peak end bias or whatever, right? It's to do with the peak and the end. So like, first of all, why do we remember those things? Now, it's very interesting because I couldn't really discover, there's no really good explanation that I could read so far as to why we do that. And usually there's, you know, psychologists, psychiatrists put forward an explanation, usually something to do with our evolutionary past as to why we do that. However, it seems to me that with all of these things, it's to do with saving energy. And so in this case, saving memory. So one of the things, although it may be very dangerous to compare our brains exactly to computers, because they're not really like computers, but in some ways they are. But it may be due to the fact that for our brain to store, our brain doesn't store every single piece of information that we experience. It doesn't do that. We don't remember every single minute of every single second of every single detail of everything that happens to us. Even in fact, our brains, our eyes do not take in all the information around us. Our brains actually fill in the gaps. Our brains are filling in gaps. We miss a lot of information and our brains fill in what it thinks is supposed to be there. And that's obviously because as amazing as our brains are, and they truly are amazing, mashallah, tabarakallah, Allah has really equipped us with this incredible piece of this piece of biological equipment. But it's still limited. It still is finite. It still has a limited amount of processing power. So just as, for example, if you anyone who does a lot of videography and anyone who does a lot of cinematography and anyone who does a lot of photography and is dealing with massive file sizes will understand the value and the importance of compression. Okay, and so what does compression do? Obviously, you use algorithms in order to extract what is estimated or considered to be the most useful bits of information from a file. And most of the time, it's more than good enough. Most of the time, it's good enough. For most applications, it's fine. The only time, obviously, it may fall down is when you need to zoom in or you need to extract particular details. Then you'll find that a compressed file is going to fall short. It's going to miss out on some things. So the same thing, we compress our memories of events. Our brain compresses them. And how does it do it? By picking highlights, by picking things that are emotive and that seem to be, to us, generally important. Because generally the things that seem to be important are the things that register the highest level of emotion. Generally, absolutely fine. But we can see that this can have some positives and it can have some negatives. So let's talk about some examples where this peak end rule actually could be really, really positive. Okay. So for example, in the matter of childbirth, generally the experience of childbirth is really negative, right? It's extremely painful. The whole process of being a mother, of carrying a child, is extremely painful, especially if you add to that, for example, morning sickness, nausea, and then let alone the actual pain and experience of childbirth itself is very, very, you know, generally it's negative. Okay. Yet, how is it that women not only keep having children, but actually look at it as generally a very, very positive experience? That is because of the peak end rule. Because why? The actual moment of holding that child, and obviously there is some biochemical processes taking place. You know, your body, the woman's body, will release massive amounts of serotonin and various other chemicals that will help her deal with all of this. But subhanAllah, miraculously, amazingly, it comes just at the time in order for it to create within her a very, very positive experience. Okay, so that surge of serotonin that happens when she holds the baby and is having that baby in her arms, that subhanAllah is such an overwhelmingly positive experience. And guess what she remembers? She doesn't remember the 9 months of labor and the nausea. Well, she doesn't forget it entirely, but that's not what she really remembers. The thing that she remembers is that amazing moment when she holds that child in her arms. And actually, I wrote a whole blog on this. You can might still be able to find it. I'm sure it's still there on my blog, Islam's Green, about one of my kids when she was born, Ayat. And it was very emotionally draining for me. My wife was going through so much problems, not really problems in the sense that anything dangerous, but like I've been there for the birth of all of my kids. But for whatever reason, I could tell my wife was really suffering. Anyway, I'm not going to whatever at the end of it. When, you know, she took this baby in her arms, she looks at this baby and says, "Oh, my baby." She says, "Oh, my baby, what would mommy do without you?" And like, I have to admit that throughout this whole labor, as it got worse and worse, I was having a bit of a faith crisis. It was like I was asking Allah, why? Why does she have to go through this? Why does she have to suffer like this? I was really like, I didn't want to see her suffering. It was really painful for me. And then wallahi, Allah answered all my questions in this moment. It was just like from all of this suffering, at the end of it came this moment of, you know, just complete love. And it's such a paradox, but there it was. That's why we called her Ayat, you see, signs from Allah, miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It really is. It's something miraculous and amazing. But anyway, in relation to our discussion tonight about the peak end rule, that's a really good example of a positive aspect of the peak end rule. That positive emotion literally just almost eliminates completely all those negative experiences. What the mum remembers is the positivity, right? And that's a good example. From a negative point of view, well, let's take another example of relationships. Now, often a person can have an amazing relationship. It could last years and years and years, 20, 30 years of having, you know, a really, really good experience with someone, of having a lot of happiness. Yet all of that can be destroyed by a very, very bad ending to that relationship. So if the relationship has a really, really bad ending, and then that can destroy the whole memory of the experience. And so this is what is really fascinating. It's so fascinating. And we began 2 years ago, when we've been going through this whole series, two Ramadans ago, of exploring who are you, understanding who you are, know yourself. This is what we've been talking about. And this is why we're talking about our psychology, the way we think, the way we get things wrong, the way we get things right, how the brain works and how the brain doesn't work. Okay. So in this instance, it's very interesting because we have two selves. We have the experiencing self and we have the memory self. So we have that part of ourself that is experiencing something. It lasts for about 3 seconds. You are constantly experiencing something. And that actual experience obviously could be negative or positive, but it doesn't last long. That's the actual experience. But it could be that your experience is very positive and very, very good. However, because of the peak end rule, if that years and years of good experience, and another example is given of someone who was listening to a beautiful symphony and orchestra playing. It was even the professor who discusses this, he was being told about it. Someone was telling him, I had this beautiful symphony, it was so lovely. And then at the end of it, just towards the end, there was this horrible screech and this horrible noise. I don't know, what maybe someone messed up on their violin or whatever. It ruined the whole experience. And as the professor pointed out, no, it didn't ruin the whole experience, because you experienced, as you said, it was amazing. You had a good experience for an hour and a half or however long it was. Your experience was good. What was ruined was your memory of the experience. And so your memory of the experience was dictated by that one moment of negativity. That's the peak end rule taking place. This is the, and of course you can understand why that can be a real problem. As with all of these things, the reason why we're discussing them is because we want to try and be as much as possible people who look at things in a rational way, people who think about things in a proportionate way, people who look at things in a balanced way. And sometimes these cognitive biases that we have, they upset that. And you know, it's important for us to be able to get a grasp of it, and we'll talk about how we can do that, inshallah, right? So so the other part of you is the self, that part of you, yourself, the experiencing self is one part. The other part is the part that remembers stuff. And that's what forms your experiences. And so similarly, when we talked about, in a previous episode, we had that very, very interesting discussion about why we buy things, about why we make decisions, financial decisions about certain things, and that we understood something very interesting is that we buy things often because we want to be able to rationalize the fact that we've made the right choice, right? It's almost if we're buying to make ourselves feel good about that decision, which is very interesting, irrespective of whether it really was or not. Again, it's almost like in advance, we are trying to create for ourselves these good memories, these good choices that we want to think that we're making the right choice. That's the point. So again, it's very, very interesting. It's all about stories. It's all about the stories we tell ourselves. And we've mentioned this many times. And, you know, again, just to remind you, brothers and sisters, the importance of being brutally honest, the importance of being able to look at yourself, assess yourself, and really say, why, you know, I'm telling myself stories. Are these stories really any good for me? And that's the reality. Most of our memories are not really memories of reality. They're not really real memories of our actual experiences. Most of the time, they are memories of peaks of emotional experience, not the actual generality of our experience. And this was something very important to me personally. This is something I sort of figured out. I never knew about this as a cognitive bias. I only realized that it's connected to this when I started studying this a bit more. And that was, I guess, a battle I had with Shaitan. So I before I was Muslim, I lived what a lot of people would call, you know, a very jet setter. I wouldn't say playboy. I wasn't exactly a playboy, but a bit of a jet set. Bit of a wild sort of fun, what people would call fun and exciting life. And I won't deny that there's lots of stuff that I did, haram things, that at the time I definitely really enjoyed them. They were real positive emotional highs. But this is what Shaitan would often come to me with and bother me with, about all the stuff that I was missing out on now that I was a Muslim, all those amazing experiences and all those things that you did. And like, now you're Muslim, you're not doing all of that. And, you know, like, look at your life now compared to how it was then. But I guess now what made me assess myself was my iman, was the reality of, no, Allah is not telling me a lie. Allah is not telling me a lie that when he says, verily, in the remembrance of Allah, the hearts find rest. This is the truth. So these thoughts were coming to me, but I had to rationally assess it. And so this is interesting in the sense that actually I realized that my memories and of my negative experiences hadn't gone away totally. Yes, I had these peaks, and many of the peaks that I had were positive experiences. Yes, I would say that most of my emotional peaks, some of them were negative, but many of them were positive. But I remembered that actually the generality of my life, surprisingly, was pretty miserable. It was either neutral, or actually I was generally quite unhappy a lot of the time. Generally, I realized that I was deeply and profoundly disturbed. I did not know what was the purpose of life. I felt lost. I felt like I was in darkness, right? And actually these peak moments that seemed to be moments of enjoyment were simply attempts at me to escape that general bad feeling. So it is quite possible for you, and this is the important thing, is that what you are able to do is to actually reframe your memories and experiences. Yeah, you can reframe your memories and experiences. This is one of the things that you can do. And so this is actually, yeah, don't worry, it's fine. It just resets itself. So this is one of the things that you can do. And actually, this is one of the positive things that you can do with these things, is that there are ways that you can reframe that. Once you know about this peak end rule, then, and you realize that it is a distortion of reality, that in fact you did have 20 years of a relationship with this person and it was amazing. You can remember that. And you can remember that, and you can tell yourself that, no, don't allow those last few years or those last few days or the fact that this person did this and that to actually corrupt the reality of the experience of many, many years of your life, which was positive. You are able to do that, and you are able to reframe your memories in a positive way. And so this is one of the beautiful things about, alhamdulillah, about our minds, is that, yes, although we have these biases, although we have these things that are generally there, actually, like I said, they're all there for mostly really good reasons, but also we have this neuroplasticity, that we have this ability to make, you know, to subhanAllah, to reform the way we think about things. They call it reframing. Yeah. So once you realize and you understand the reality of this particular rule, of this Pekin rule, of how we remember things based upon their emotions, because emotional things that are emotive, they stand out in our mind and they stick in our memories much more strongly. And the ending, the way that things end, because it's the most recent things, and that's to do with another cognitive bias that we have, is we tend to remember things that happened most recently. They tend to be the most vivid in our mind. But once we realize this, alhamdulillah, we can do something about it. That's a positive thing. So one of the things to remember, again, why this could be dangerous, okay? It's obviously dangerous because it can possibly make your life a bit miserable, but also it can be dangerous from the point of view. Let me give you a simple example, and I'm sure you can extrapolate these examples. I suppose it would have been very dangerous if I'd listened to Shaitan and his whisperings, and, you know, being convinced that, yeah, you know what, my life was so fun and I miss all of those things, and whoopee, let's go back and do it again, right? That would have been really, really dangerous and disastrous. But let's take another example of a dentist. Now, this is really true. This is really close to home for me, because my experience with dentists has been really, really not good. Okay. And I am definitely one who suffers from this particular example, this particular cognitive bias. So basically, look, if you go to a dentist and you have lots of negative experience with a dentist, and it's overridingly negative, or that's what it may not even be that, but the point being is that when you leave the dentist, your memory of it is negative. Remember that. When you leave the dentist, your memory of it is negative. That, of course, may make you extremely reluctant to visit dentists, and that obviously could have an extremely negative effect on your dental health and your dental hygiene. That's a simple example of how this particular peak end heuristic, or this peak end rule, sorry, can have a negative impact on you. Okay. And it's very interesting that some of the studies done in this field of the peak end rule are around medical procedures, and was really shocking and fascinating both at the same time, is that they actually did a study of people who were undergoing a particular type of operation. And it was very interesting that there were some people who experienced a peak of extreme pain somewhere in the middle of the procedure, and also a peak of pain at the end of the procedure. And it was measured, this sort of degree of pain was measured. And there were others who went through a procedure that was longer and was also more painful. It was longer and it was also more painful. And like you can see it on the chart, you can clearly see on the chart that the overall pain of that particular group of people was way, way more than the first group of people who went through one peak of pain in the middle and one peak of pain at the end. The other group, their overall experience of pain was much greater. But because the level of pain tapered down towards the end, right? So instead of going from extreme pain to no pain, it sort of tapered down towards the end. Their overall experience, the actual experience of pain, was longer and greater, but because it slowly went down and tapered down to less pain, in other words, the ending was not a memory of extreme pain, it was a memory of lessening of the pain, and so therefore their experience was more positive. even though the actual real experience that they had of pain overall was much more. How extraordinary is that? It's extraordinary, but you can also understand that that's a bit crazy. That could potentially be a bit dangerous and even disruptive. Okay, brothers and sisters, of course, one of the things that once you know this rule, of course, one of the great things is you start taking it into account. So when it comes to education, when it comes to parenting, you see, you take these things into account because you're parenting these little children. And guess what? They also, because it's a human cognitive bias, we all have it. Children have that bias. So even when you're disciplining children and rewarding children, you need to take this into account, right? So if you want to tell off your children, right? Okay, so you give them the smackdown, you give them the telling, not literal smack, yeah? I'm just giving them the telling off, yeah? Because I don't believe in smacking children. But if you tell them off and you whatever, then what you need to do is finish it with something positive, or at least you want to taper down that level of criticism. And, you know, you want it, so you don't want a big, very, very high peak of negative experience. What you want to do is taper down that negative experience and bring it to a normal level, or even better. And this is the same what they encourage in school reporting with children at school. And this is actually a very well-known way of, you know, when you want to tell someone something about themselves, right? You know, you start with a negative. You start with a negative thing, and then afterwards you can mention some positive things, right? And the same with, you know, reporting, you know, children's progress at school is that if you finish with the positives, then guess what? Their overall experience is going to be more of a positive one. That's based on the peak end rule. Okay, so these are some of the things, inshallah, that you can use. Obviously, again, marketing and selling, and they have been hard at work, of course, manipulating us emotionally and psychologically with the peak end rule. So, for example, things that they can use in order to do that is to make sure that our final experience with their product is as positive as possible. So, for example, you know, if you go to the store, you go to a particular store, you go to a particular place, they may give you a gift at the end, like a surprise gift, or whatever it is to make that experience as positive as possible. And even though maybe the whole customer service experience was terrible, as long as it finishes on a peak and on a positivity, then guess what? Your memory of it is going to be overwhelmingly positive. Anyway, brothers and sisters, I think that's it for today. I mean, there's actually so much connected with this, so many interesting things, but I'm sure that you can also just study and just type in Google peak end rule, and you will come up with some interesting videos and articles, and you can look into it more and read about it more. But I think for me, that's it. I'm happy to have been able, that Allah has enabled me, alhamdulillah, to be able to just share this little bit of knowledge with you that I think is so fascinating about us, and that hopefully, inshallah, will help you in some ways in this life and in your journey to the akhirah, inshallah. And finally, we finish with sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because for some reason, I haven't mentioned the Prophet so far or given an example from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who knows, I probably think of something afterwards. Yeah, brothers, until next time, inshallah, use this week until next week, inshallah, to think about and this whole concept of peak end rule. And maybe you can see where and how that has and is operating and taking place in your life, and maybe even see how you can adjust your experience, your memories of how you experienced things, where you need to in a positive way. Because sometimes maybe you want to remember things in a negative way, because inshallah it will keep you away from bad stuff. So maybe you could do that as well. You see, you can actually think of things that were bad that had a positive. You see, that's the other thing. There's something bad that had a positive ending. And yeah, you remember it in a positive way. This is how gambling can get you. Oh yes, you can have a really bad night's gambling, but you win at the end, and guess what you remember? You don't remember all the money you lost. You just remember. That's how people can get addicted. So yeah. So, but now you know as well, brothers and sisters, that you can reframe these memories. Yeah, that the memories you have are not necessarily the actual reality of what you actually experienced. Think about it. I'd be very interested to hear from you about your own discoveries about the peak end rule in your life. Anyway, until next week, that's it from me. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.